very upsetting for people that are maintaining that and the local people. And again, these are probably local kids that are doing this, Greg, so they're just damaging their own facilities and their own area. And I suppose it brings me on to kind of the wider question about quads and their use by kids on the road. You know, the law in relation to quads is very straightforward. They must be registered, taxed and roadworthy, and they must comply with standard road regulations, as in like lighting and things like that. The driver must hold the relevant driving license and be fully insured to drive the vehicle. You must be 16 to drive what we call a light quad, so that's anything up to 350 kilograms or less, and with a maximum design speed of no more than 45 kilometres an hour. And to drive a heavier quad, you have to be 17 years old. So listen, quads aren't toys, and it's my appeal today is for the parents, not just the kids, because it just seems that the kids aren't listening, Greg, and there's various reasons for that. Maybe just they're so young, they just don't understand the dangers, because we have had fatalities, we've had broken backs, we've had all sorts of young people presenting with injuries and accidents in relation to quads over the years, and it's going to happen again for sure. So yeah. Parents, Greg, is the key here to solving this, because we're not going to go chasing after young fellas and quads and stuff like that. So, you know, it's really, you know, the question, like, it's too late when something happens, and, you know, if we have to knock on your door, like, parents are well aware that their kids shouldn't be on the road, so, you know, they're pitting their own kids, they're endangering their own kids. And
well,
that's
they bought them. They know they're heading out somewhere. This is not an isolated incident in that area. I understand there's been other similar instances. So there's a group of young people that are doing whatever they want on quads. And you know, I think it's fair to say you're not going to reach them today, but their parents know what's going on.
Well, it's not just the parents, obviously, think. Like, a lot of people, and when we come across road traffic collisions, most people, like, they didn't think it would happen to them, but it does happen to them. So, you know, parents, they're also criminally responsible for their kids as well. So, you know, you don't want us knocking your door and maybe your kid being involved in an accident or even lightly hurt or whatever, and then you being then charged and taken to court with child endangerment, which is an indictable offence and carries huge penalties, Greg.
And, you know, if that doesn't move you, what about causing a collision involving somebody else? You know what I mean? If it's not the individual themselves heading out into the roads, spotted at the last minute, whatever it might be, you know, taking an innocent driver or family out of it in the process as well. No one would want that on their conscience. So it's really, really important that people take note.
It's a countywide issue, Greg. You know,
yeah, I know,
this is for the this criminal damage happened in Carndonagh.
We see it all over. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. No doubt about that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you know, maybe I'm being too forgiving here, but maybe the parents think that they're just going to one particular field or something. Whether that's allowed or not legally, I'm not sure. Maybe they're not aware that they're engaged in this type of behaviour. But it's been reported as dangerous driving, and no one wants anything to happen to these young people or anyone.
For sure.